This is What Came to Mind for August 16th, 2026. By next week, I'll probably have some kind of background music and a better plan for what I'm going to do with these. For now, this is just an about the author with extra steps. I'll hide it on the website and not even advertise it, but if people find it, then welcome in. This is a log created while I was working on the aforementioned date, August 16th, 2026. During this log, I will pause, go back to work, and whenever I encounter an interesting hurdle or thought, I'll put it in here, making this a stream of consciousness journal of a single evening's work. I may talk about things from the news, I may talk about video games I've been playing, I will mix in some book recommendations, I might talk about what I eat, or just how the evening goes. There are a few reasons for this. One is that these pieces represent a good opportunity to train the siren's voice concept that's distributed throughout my library. That my voice is yours to use, even replacing your internal monologue if you wish, and that you are free to port it over, to say and amplify suggestions or ideas in my tones. In short, this voice is copyleft. To the extent that you can simulate it in your mind, it is yours to use, and so archives such as these may be valuable. I'm sure that as I get going and build this habit, and I assure you this is about building good creative habits, I will mix in some readings of public domain books or poetry, or whatever else I think of. I will also take a more relaxed tone in general. So for anyone still listening, thank you for joining me. And in the minutes to follow, you will hear how a whole evening went, or whatever thoughts I just can't get out of my head. Breakpoint number one for the evening. We are now 3 hours into the shift, and I have just begun working on a Tap 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 remake. I am catching up on various political debates and also on some comedy on YouTube. And I have had to dress up pretty because there is a piece with a visual component for someone's private commission. I have been reading the Dungeon Crawler Carl series of books, which are quite good, and I do recommend. I'm only on the first one, but everyone around me is reading them, and I've been told you read it for the cat, apparently. Speaking of cats, I'm going to go let my local cat into the room. And I can hear him outside the door there, probably going to want to just do a circuit and then leave. And after the Tap 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 remake, I'm going to be working on a Good Pet remake, and a Good Puppy, Good Kitty, Good Cow, Pretty Pony, Good Girl, Good Boy. And then I'm working on a premature release file that was requested, and it's going to go in a pack, but I'll release it solo at first. I recently finished a Very Good Cow series that I have now prepared into a downloadable pack, and I'll be posting it later today. I made the induction and the deepener and the first of the body files free, and then more of the pack is backer, and then the final best bits are reward, and hopefully therefore people will request the full pack after trying the free bits, or trying the free bits and the backer bits. I like letting people try things in graduated bits to make sure the themes of the conditioning are for them. Tap 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 is one of my most portable skills, I think, because it's meant to work with the siren's voice concepts and it uses similar wording, night night similarly, brain drain similarly. I'm going to be remaking the Mirabelle files. I'm going to be remaking pretty much all my newbie files as well, including Siren's Voice, Night Night, Brain Drain. So this is a good start for tonight, and I know someone it'll be useful for. Automatically and Get It on the Page are also slated for remakes purely because they are good utility files, and because it won't take me that long. I'll sit down an evening and do it. Maybe make a version with some sound effects, voice enhancements, or a background track in appropriate places. A version of Automatically with a drone theme is also a long-requested thing, so I'll try to squeeze it in. I have a few stud files to make tonight. One succubus file, and that premature release one. And then I also have a wishing upon a star magic and fantasy kind of one that I think will be enjoyable. I'm going to be working on getting my site updated to a new format where it's much easier to browse audio, both because there's an easy search box everywhere, and because you're going to be able to make a playlist and pin it as a player in the bottom right of the site while you browse the site. I should also be able to set up haptics for toys, like the Lovin's toys, which I have an affiliate association. I need to make a banner and put the links up for it. I'm sure I'll remember that some other night. All right, I will check back as soon as I have a new development, recommendation, or progress on those projects. Wish me luck with Tap Tap Tap. By the way, this being the first one, I guess I should say, I will just be addressing you, the listener, to this as if you were here in the room with me, so I guess I'm rubber duckying my stream of consciousness thought. But there's still things I would like people to know, so I suppose if anyone goes to the effort of listening, it will be very funny to have people be updated by a format not at all intended to be news. This is more about provoking thoughts in me than anything else. Here we go. And thank you for joining me. Well, I'm back. And tap, tap, tap. Almost completely remade. Looking really good. After that, I am going to move on to a remake of Night Night Pat. And then of Siren's Voice. And then I have a succubus thing to do. And I'll go back and finish the eternally early pre-Jack piece. Hopefully these are appealing to people. I've been playing the video game Deadlock, which is kind of a blend of MOBA and hero shooter. I've been enjoying their kind of randomized mode, the street brawl. I play one, I record 10 minutes, I play one, I record 10 minutes. It's been very good for keeping the improv flowing, which is key to making really good stuff. Those cow files are queued up. I've set myself a deadline of the 20th. And then I'm going to post whatever I have by then. But if I finish Tap Tap Tap, and Night Night, and Siren's Voice tonight, and get the two customs that are in the queue finished, then I will consider myself in a very good position for tomorrow night's efforts. I guess that also means the first few work nights of What Came to Mind will all be in a row. But it's good practice for explicating and sharing my thoughts. One of the best parts about the tap, tap, tap stuff is I do it myself. Just as a physical anchor to calm me and remind me of times when things were calmer. You can't always change the situation you're in, but sometimes you can bring a bit of a better situation with you. On that note, I am going to go and get back to work. I'll report in on what's done in probably another hour. It is just rounding 8 o'clock, and so we are about a third of the way through the shift. We are nearing the halfway mark of the shift now, and I have the tap, tap, tap piece all done, except for 10 minutes of the remake. And I have reached the point where I have the eternally early, eternal pre-Jack, I don't know, the eternal series adjacent hair trigger release piece with a penile kind of theming and contemplation is coming well. I have the script for the eternal files up on one monitor and I'm riffing from the best bits that connect together. When this one's done, I'll either move on to finishing Tap 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 or go do Siren's Voice Night Night as part of the basic braining remakes to get the beginner series even more cemented. The new one has been met with good feedback. The other alternative would be that I'm going to sit down and do this succubus JOI thing that needs to get done as well. We'll see what I have energy for. As to what I am watching and playing on the side, I also have been playing Backpack Hero, which is a RPG about inventory management. There are several of these. Backpack Battles is the auto battler, sort of in the same genre. And Moonlighter is another inventory management RPG. It's a fun theme. All right, I will be back when more of the work has told through me. All right, that's not bad. I have finished the Eternal Prejack file, and I'm about to begin working on a succubus-themed JOI with come eating instructions at the end. When that's done, I'll probably do Siren's voice, the rest of Tap Tap Tap, Night Night. And ideally, I'll do Get It on the Page, but I will probably also do a kind of remake of the Tentacle Beast files, because I found my scripts for those. I'm just jotting some of these down on notes here in a minute, and then I will continue onward. But productive evening so far. It's nice enough out, I'll probably go for a walk after this next recording sprint, regardless of how many minutes I get in. I often try to record just stream of consciousness, one to as many minutes as I can finish, and I will stop in the middle of a sentence, ideally, because then I always have some thread to pick back up. For my current project, there's a 30-minute file. I'm going to try and do all 30 in one go. I have numerous scripts on my side monitor, and I kind of crib my favorite phrases or variants of them or things that rhyme with them from my own work as I go through. So for this JOI, the requestor has said that they usually lose their urge to actually complete the deed once they achieve release. And so keeping that feeling of, oh, I'm going to do this, oh, I want to do this going is something I'm trying to build an emotional angle into of, oh, well, there is this creature, there is this succubus that is egging you on, guiding you on, even offering wet and yielding parts of herself. And she would like you to taste it so that you've both tasted it. And because maybe she gains something by that, the implication that the ritual is only complete when you bring your glistening, dripping, sticky fingers to your lips. Onward and upward. Tap, tap, tap completed. Siren's voice on the rewriting docket, along with Night Night Pet, and a file called Cow Playtime, and a file called Cow Apotheosis. These will be add-ons for the Mirabelle series I finished. I think with that, I will close out tonight's work and finish editing and improving on these in the next one. That has been what came to mind so far. Do also look forward to future pieces that share a little bit more on different hypno phenomena, simple little tricks you can try, or scripts you might want to explore. I'll also try to, recommend TV shows that I've been watching or anime you should see. I highly recommend the video game Placid Plastic Deck, which is a deck-building game like a Pokemon or an Inscription or a Yu-Gi-Oh, but it has an intriguing and cute storyline. I've been enjoying it a lot. Another one is Nice Day for Fishin', which is made by the Viva La Dirt League comedy troupe who do a bunch of like fantasy and video game comedy on YouTube. All right, recommendations complete. I'm signing off for now. Until next time, thank you for listening. I'll try to have some bells and whistles for next week's excerpt. I won't be doing these every time, but I will be doing them now and then, or when I think an evening would be usefully driven forward by having a little running log of what I got up to. And if I think I have recommendations to go over, though I really should just make a YouTube Let's Play and recommendation of some of my recent favorites. Later. This is going on the About page.